This morning I started to go through Google, Wikipedia, and other sources to actually see how many cells there are in the human body. And I found out that most people have different estimates. So the estimates range from 50 trillion to almost 600 trillion cells in the human body. Basically, this means we don't really know the exact number of cells, except that it is a large number, probably more than all the stars in the Milky Way galaxy. What is more interesting is that only 10% of the genetic material in your body, which is the DNA in your body, is human. The rest is microbial or bacterial. So 90% of the DNA in your body is microbial. You are a few human cells hanging on to a microbial colony. Now, this does not mean that the microbial cells in your body actually weigh more than your body. They only constitute 3 to 4% of your body mass. However, they contribute 90% of the DNA. And these microbes are in the skin, in the gut, in all the orifices of your body, everywhere. Even the mitochondria in our cells, the mitochondrial RNA in our cells, which is responsible for cellular respiration and therefore, the production of energy at the cellular level, is actually derived from microbes. So this is very interesting because the microbes are also spanning all of evolution. So if you really want to look at your body in a true sense, you're an ecosystem that actually has DNA from all of evolution going back billions of years. The memory, therefore, of experience is encoded in your body, in this ecosystem that you call your body. The microbial colony of your gut stomach, the microbiome of your gut stomach, of course, responds to your moods, but it also responds to everything you put inside your body, and particularly food. And it metabolizes that food and produces molecules that affect your mood, that affect your behavior, that affect your human gene expression. In other words, there's crosstalk between the DNA of your microbes and the DNA of your human cells. We can't think of these separate entities anymore. All the microbes and all the human cells are one ecosystem. But it is interesting to note that the gut microbiome is influenced by your moods, by your thoughts, by your environment, by what you eat. So if you're putting food that is manufactured, processed, refined, contains petroleum products as insecticides and pesticides, or is even GMO, genetically modified organisms, that's going to disturb the ecosystem of the microbiome in your gut and is going to then, affect the expression of human genes. This is where the story is evolving into how diet affects our microbiome, and if it causes inflammation, then that creates the background for many chronic diseases, such as all kinds of diseases, autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, bronchial asthma, may contribute to a number of cancers. Okay, so what's the future in this area? The future in this area is what we're doing at the Chopra Center with scientists at UCSD, UCSF, Scripps, Harvard University, and Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. We're doing a study called Self-Directed Biological Transformation Initiative, short SBTI, and you can find out more about it at www.choprafoundation.org. Basically, we are putting people through a one-week program that we are calling Perfect Health / Radical Well-Being. And we are looking at their microbiome 1 week before they come, and then they start on a vegetable fiber supplement along with oils and herbs that turns the microbiome in the gut in the direction of what we think is homeostasis or self-regulation and away from inflammation. When they come to the center, we start them on a diet which is plant-based, and they also ingest herbs and oils, again with the intention of changing the microbiome in the direction of homeostasis or self-regulation and away from inflammation. At the same time, they get massage, they learn yoga, and they learn meditation. So what we're doing is, again, shifting gene expression through these behaviors. Good sleep, good hydration, diet, emotional well-being in the direction of love, compassion, joy, equanimity, and stress management techniques are all introduced with the idea of transforming biology. Our preliminary results show already that even with meditation in 3 days, the levels of the enzyme telomerase go up by 30%. And this is huge. Telomerase is the enzyme that affects the length of chromosomes, or telomeres, which are like little buttons at the ends of chromosomes, and therefore is a marker for how you're aging. As we age, telomerase falls down, telomeres decrease in length. At a certain point, the decrease is such that the whole chromosome falls apart, and that is when cells stop replicating, and that's physical death. So telomerase going up by 30% in 4 days is very dramatic. But now what we're doing is, through our program, we are looking at the entire genome and its expression, looking at 30,000 proteins that are manufactured by our genome every day. There are probably more, but we can look at these and see how they influence either self-regulation, homeostasis, or healing, or increase inflammation. We have reason to believe that this initiative, Self-Directed Biological Transformation Initiative, SBTI, you can find out details at www.choprafoundation.org, that this initiative will change the way we think of biology and will move us away from a reductionist medical science, which is based purely on pharmaceuticals and interference with mechanisms of disease, into a new era of understanding self-healing as a natural biological expression, understanding our biology as a system that's influenced by everything from eating, breathing, digestion, metabolism, elimination, sensory experience, the five senses, and our inner world of thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, memories, all of that as part of a single system that we call our biology, an ecosystem that is in relationship with the ecosystem that we call our environment. Understanding the microbiome, understanding gene expression, which is called epigenetics, can lead to a new era in the biological sciences and a deeper understanding of the mechanisms of self-healing and the reversal of many chronic illnesses, including autoimmune disorders, asthma, arthritis, many types of inflammation, and even helping as adjunctive treatments in those who are receiving chemotherapy or radiation for cancer. A new era in medicine and biology is upon us. So stay tuned, and I'll be posting more on this and our results as we move forward. By the way, this changing of the microbiome can also help psychiatric illnesses like depression and many other psychiatric disorders, because the microbiome produces metabolites that influence receptors in the brain and may modify the expression of neurotransmitters and neuropeptides such as opiates, oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin, and many others. So this would be a holistic approach to the treatment of both chronic illness and also many mental ailments. Thank you so much for listening to this. I would appreciate any comments.